Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First question today comes from Jean. How to get ideas from others for clothing to wear, because most photos are of thin people, not overweight. It's hard to translate that to my size with having extra weight. And I really understand this. This can be one of those things that you can, you know, a lot of Instagram influencers are very slim, a lot, you know, the models, the actresses, many people you see out there, especially in the fashion world, are very slim, not just slim, but on the very slim side. And so you can feel like, well, how do I even find, ideas for me when it's on bodies that look nothing like my own? And this would be where I would be looking to. There are actually quite a lot of bloggers, fashion style bloggers, who are larger in size, that they are not the skinny models. And I think, you know, there's certainly quite a lot of them out there, that could be something you could search for to see if you can find them. Again, though, one of the things might be that they're often very young. And if you are older, that their style doesn't really translate to you, but not all of them are. And I think that's one of the things that the women in my style program, 7 Steps to Style and Evolve Your Style, really enjoy, is that they are seeing outfits on women of all ages and all sizes. That, you know, that it doesn't matter what your size, you can still be stylish. But it is hard when you're looking for inspiration when everybody out there is a very different size and shape from you, to kind of go, well, how are they putting those clothes together? And, you know, maybe that tucking in just doesn't work for me like it would on a slim person. The way they're styling might not be the same. So this is where I'd be looking for some of the larger size bloggers. There are plenty out there. Kind of, I'd call them, you know, normal size people. But, you know, in the fashion world, they're plus size, which is a terrible way of seeing people, just normal people in clothes, but, you know, and putting their clothes together in stylish outfits. So that would be something I would be looking for. And I'm not sure that they're the same on Instagram as well. It's just a matter of finding them. Sometimes it's a matter of finding what is the hashtag they use, or, you know, like doing some Google searches to see what it is you can find. And hopefully you'll find someone who gives you a bit of inspiration. But I do know that, you know, learning a bit about, you know, what works for you, how to put outfits together, all that really helps for when you are putting together your outfits, no matter what your size is. But yes, I know it's hard when you go, everything out there is very, you know, kind of, we're seeing one sort of image, and that can be hard when you are not, you don't look anything like that. Donna has asked, finding clothes that fit properly at a price that I, as a working class woman, can afford. Both being short and plus size is a challenge. One or the other is doable, although plus size is easier than short, but how to do it both together? Now, I have had plenty of plus size petite clients, and this is one of those things that it is really hard to find clothes. And this is where you will have to have alterations. There is no other way. And the reason is as they make clothes wider, you know, to fit larger sizes, they also make them proportionally longer. Now, one of the things I have learned is most people, when they put on weight, they only put on weight sideways. They don't suddenly get taller at the same time. But the reason they make things longer is that when we look at the proportions of a garment, it looks more normal, more like, you know, the smaller size garments when we just make it longer as well. So what happens, particularly if you're petite, you can end up with, you know, a massive amount of extra fabric in your clothes because they've made it longer as well as wider. And in fact, one of the things I found very interesting, I did this little experiment one day, is I went into a Target or somewhere like that where they had a regular, you know, mannequin, and then right next to a plus mannequin. And what I did is I actually got on the little plinth next to the mannequin, and I took a photo of myself next to the regular mannequin just to notice what her proportions were in comparison to me. Now, I'm of average height, and of course she was already tall compared to me. You know, her legs came up to my waist. So, you know, already out of proportion to a regular person. Then I stood next to the plus size mannequin, and you know what was really interesting? She was a head taller than the regular mannequin. And so this is where, that's how they make those clothes look kind of normal on a mannequin, because suddenly this mannequin is this giant with a lot more length through her. So you just have to think about it. It may look funny on a hanger. And the thing is, they are making clothes for hanger appeal. So because when you're walking to a store, most of the clothes you're looking at are hanging on hangers, they make them for hanger appeal. And a kind of short, wide garment hasn't got the same hanger appeal as a longer garment has. And so, you know, or a more proportioned, it looks more proportioned. So therefore, you have to kind of just ignore that and then just try things on and go, if I can take it up to the right length, and this is where it might be worthwhile when you're going out shopping to take some pins with you to see if you can pin things up and go, would this work if I took, you know, the bottom foot off it? So it is one of those things to think about, but yeah, it's very hard when you're petite and plus size to get both the length and the width what you need. And there's really no petite plus size ranges that I know about. There may be some out there, and I'm more than, you know, I'd love it if anybody knows about them to let me know about them. But I would say you just have to assume you're going to do some alterations, whether you get this done or you do it yourself. But definitely thinking about that they are making clothes longer, so they're going to not fit you proportionally. So they're going to swamp you in that way, particularly when you are petite. So do assume you're going to be cutting the length off everything. And then as far as like, you know, where do I go when I'm on a budget? I mean, I actually think if you're on a budget, it's, you know, it could be looking at, you know, resale. So, you know, consignment stores and places like, you know, TJ Maxx, TK Maxx, depending what country you're in, Marshalls, those sorts of stores, you can get really great clothes, Nordstrom Rack, all that sort of stuff. You can get some great quality clothes at very reasonably priced, so they will last you. And I always think we don't want to go to the too cheap, really nasty fabric end of the market, because that stuff wears out really quickly. It's better to buy the best quality you can afford, but, you know, if it happens to be, you know, half a season ago, well, who cares really? But if it fits and it works for you in other ways, and if you can change the, you know, you can alter it to make it fit your body, that's really what you're after. So I think there's some few little tips if you are, you know, having this issue, because I know it is really common. It's very common to be petite and plus size, and the market really doesn't have anything much out there for you. So just assume that you will be taking length off everything. And don't expect things. If you walk into a store, it's that kind of thing. If you manage your own expectations, if you don't expect anything to be the right length, if you know that everything is going to be too long, you're not going to feel as disappointed when everything's too long as if you have an expectation that things are actually going to fit you without having to do anything. So it is kind of, you know, having that awareness that they are making things longer as they go wider, and therefore, because you are not growing taller, that you'll just have to take the bottom off a lot of things, or sometimes take things up from the shoulders, all those sorts of things as well. Last question comes from Sherry. I am a short-waisted pair who likes a classic polished look. With my body type, is there any way that I can wear a belt to complete an outfit? Absolutely. The thing is, when you are short-waisted, I go for a narrower belt on the whole, because it takes up less space. So there's a bit less space there. So if you are very short-waisted, go for a narrower belt. But that narrow belt could be an alternate color or something, so it creates a focal point, but it's not taking up a lot of width. It's either that or go with a really wide obi belt or something like that. And actually, that's supposed to take up that entire width between your waist and your kind of under your bust. So that would be the other thing to think about, would be you could go either very wide or narrow. But that kind of mid-size belt is probably the worst. That kind of jeans width belt is probably that kind of worst width. So I'd go very narrow. The other thing you could do, depending on the shape, is you could almost have an empire belt, but also again a narrow belt rather than a wide belt. So when you are short-waisted, and this is one of those things I always think, it's play with different things, because sometimes a different width belt works differently on the outfit you are wearing. So it's all very smooth and tucked in. A narrow belt might work better. Sometimes though, if you're blousing something over, maybe a wider belt could work because we're blousing the garment over the top of it. So we're already cutting down some of that width. So it is one of those things to play with. I would just play with different width belts. Take outfit photos because they are your best guide to really seeing what is working for you, and then, you know, making decisions based on that information from that more objective feedback that you are getting from those photos. And also too, just wanted to let you know, it's the last day before my 7 Steps to Style program goes up in price. So if you have been thinking about it and you want to jump on board today because the price will be going up. But got lots of great things in there for you and some new very soon. We're coming. I'm currently in development a hair masterclass and a makeup masterclass as well, because I know these are really important parts of your style as well. So there'll be some live trainings in the program as well to help you with those aspects of your style. So if you want to find out more, head over to the blog. Just look for look under the style programs, look for 7 Steps to Style, and you will find out more about it there. Well, thank you for those questions. Please do let me know what it is that you would like to know, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.